chapter further from the word of the Lord in the Gospel of Luke chapter 5, a story similar to the one we just read, but from the beginning of the Lord's ministry. And it came to pass, as the crowd pressed upon him to hear the word of God, indeed he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen had stepped away from them and were washing their nets. And having stepped into one of the ships, which was Simon's, he besought him to launch out a little from the land, and sitting down, he taught the crowd from the ship. And when he had ceased speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon, answering, said to him, "Master, having labored through the whole night, we have taken nothing, but at thy saying, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they enclosed a multitude of many fishes, and their net was breaking. And they beckoned to their partners in the other ship that they should come to take some with them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. And Simon Peter, seeing this, fell before the knees of Jesus, saying, "Go out from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For astonishment encompassed him, and all who were with him, at the catch of the fish which they had taken, and likewise also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were companions with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And bringing their ships to the land, they left all and followed him. We also read from the word of the Lord's second coming in True Christian Religion, number 359. "Nothing of faith or of charity or of the life of either is from man, but from the Lord alone. For we read, 'A man can receive nothing unless it has been given him from heaven.' And Jesus said, 'He who abides in me and I in him, the same bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing.' But this is to be understood in this way, that a person by himself is unable to acquire for himself any faith except natural faith, which is a persuasion that a thing is so because some man of authority has said so, or any but natural charity, which is an endeavor to gain favor with a view to some reward. In such faith and charity, there is what is man's own, and as yet, no life from the Lord. Nevertheless, by means of such faith and charity, a person prepares himself to be a receptacle of the Lord. As far as he prepares himself, the Lord enters and causes his natural faith to become spiritual, likewise his charity, and thus makes both to be alive. This takes place when a person goes to the Lord as the God of heaven and earth. Because a human being was created in image of God, he was created a dwelling place of God. Therefore the Lord says, 'He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And I will love him, and I will come to him and make a dwelling with him.' Again, 'Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will have supper with him, and he with me.' From all this comes the conclusion that as a person prepares himself naturally to receive the Lord, so the Lord enters and makes all that is within him inwardly spiritual and thus alive. But on the other hand, so far as man does not prepare himself, he removes the Lord from him, and he himself does everything from himself. And what man himself does from himself has no real life in it." Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.